And taking a look at the news for a Friday, the 16th day of April for 2021. Well, the Calaveras CHP currently investigating a multi-car accident in the Burson area. According to reports from the scene of the accident, took place yesterday afternoon on Highway 12, at the Burson Market. One of the vehicles involved ended up crashing into the front of the store. Two air ambulances transported patients to Valley Trauma Centers, and significant structural damage was reported to the Burson Market. Calaveras Consolidated Firefighters also responded to that incident. More information on the cause is expected later today.
Well, after 2 months of prep and work creating policies and procedures, the Amador Senior Center has received approval to finally open for outdoor dining May 3rd. Now, for a little background, the Area 12 Agency on Aging did a survey of the state to discover if any other provider was open for outdoor dining. After hearing back that none were, the agency was hesitant to allow the Amador Center to open under the red tier. This led to a month-long delay. So, to receive approval to open for outdoor dining in the red tier is a huge accomplishment. According to reports, the Amador Senior Center will be the first service provider of its kind in the state to reopen for outdoor dining. Senior Center Executive Director Chris Colton says the center staff has blazed a trail. He is incredibly proud of the staff and organization for fighting hard for Amador County's senior population. For more details on the outdoor dining, contact the Senior Center at 223-0442.
And the annual Calaveras County Drop the Drugs event is coming up on Saturday the 24th from 10 to 2. There'll be two locations, the Calaveras County Office of Education in Angels and the Toyon Middle School on Highway 12. At Drop the Drug Day, residents can dispose of expired, unused, or unwanted prescription drugs. Unfortunately, the collection sites are not equipped to receive any liquids or sharps. Now, since the beginning of the program in 2011, Calaveras County Drop the Drug events have removed over 1,985 pounds of potentially dangerous drugs and medication from the community. If you want more information, contact the Calaveras County Sheriff's Department.
And no time like the present to prepare in the event of a house fire. Exit drills in the home can help people prepare for an emergency. Most home fires occur at night when people are the least prepared. Home fires can become a disaster if you and your family are not familiar with how to escape during an emergency. Your fire escape plan may look great on paper, but does it really work? Regular exit drills in the home will allow you to test the plan, make adjustments as needed. Now, when practicing your exit drills in the home, remember, use alternate escape routes as well. Children should be closely supervised during drills in the home. No one should take unnecessary chances. Choose a location outside the home where family members can meet once they've safely escaped. Now, a neighbor's front yard or sidewalk may be an ideal meeting place. It's important children also know the 911 phone number in order to report a fire or other emergencies to authorities. For more information on creating an escape plan, visit the Cal Fire website, fire.ca.gov.
And a quick reminder for you that starting on Monday through Thursday of next week, Carbondale Road will be closed between Michigan Bar and Maxwell Road for the replacement of railroad crossings. Now you can detour Michigan Bar Road to Maxwell Road. Again, that's next Monday through Thursday. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's KVGCRadio.com.